Sacred Stone by Clive Cussler and Craig Durgo. Prologue. 50,000 years ago, and millions of miles from Earth, a planet was twitching convulsively to herald her destruction. The planet was ancient, but her eventual demise had been cast from the start. She was an unstable orb with poles that constantly shifted polarity. The planet consisted of rock and magma with a metal core. Over the countless eons since it had formed and cooled, an atmosphere was born. The gaseous layers were comprised of argon, helium, and some hydrogen. Life was born on the surface of the planet, a low, base form of microbe. The planet never really had a chance to develop complicated life forms. The microbes consumed oxygen molecules to multiply, keeping the surface and atmosphere barren of cells that could evolve. The planet's surface rock turned into superheated liquid mush as each revolution around its sun drew it closer toward the fiery furnace. The planet revolved not in a spin around her axis like Earth, but rather in an ever-increasing barrel roll as the poles shifted and the metal rock surface began to spread like lava from a volcano. Each hour, each minute, each second brought her closer to her sun, and she gradually shed her skin as if the hand of God were scraping her surface with a wire brush. The stellar dandruff that was cast into the atmosphere reached the edge of the gaseous envelope and was turned white-hot by the sun, bursting with the force of 1,000 nuclear bombs. Sucked back to the surface by gravity, the re-entering projectiles ripped more of the fragile crust away, more and more of the crust dissolved. The doomed planet had only a short time to live. As the protective covering was lost to space, the inner metal core temperature continued to rise and the orb inside began to spin. Large cracks in the surface spread, and fractures formed, releasing larger and larger...